Lisa to sit it with the garbage. Aretha Franklin. She has passed away at the age of 76. You know what's interesting, too? At least I found it interesting. She passed away yesterday. Guess who passed away on the same day? 41 years ago.
41 years ago? Gosh.
Yep, a really big legend. She was the queen of soul. This was the king of rock and roll.
Oh, Elvis.
Elvis, yes. I don't know if you guys look into that or not, but it's interesting when people die to me on the same day.
Yeah, that is weird.
But yeah, she passed away yesterday at the age of 76 from cancer. And he actually passed away 41 years ago. I don't know, was he taking like a dump on the toilet or something?
I have no,
that's
you know
like
what?
The rumor.
Does anybody know?
I can never keep the story straight on how Elvis died.
I have heard of the toilet story.
Yeah, like he's eating a peanut butter. Butter and jelly or something.
I heard it was like he was literally eating one of his famous sandwiches. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly with chocolate or
no,
bacon
it's
or
banana.
Whatever.
But maybe there was chocolate on there too. We don't know.
Yeah,
were you there?
No,
were you there?
We don't know. It's always a mystery.
I googled how did Elvis die and it says heart attack.
Well yes.
Right,
but it doesn't tell me if it was on the toilet.
Give us more details, please. If anybody knows, feel free.
I always felt like I wasn't sure if I had made that up or if that was actually true, the toilet thing. But you just confirmed that I didn't make it up.
No, that's one story you did not make up. Now, we don't know if it's true or not, but that's the legend, the folklore. He also could be alive, too, with Tupac. So.
Someone asked, like, one of those sites where you ask a question and then people can reply, is it true that Elvis Presley died on a toilet or is that some kind of weird joke? And somebody responded, I clearly remember the newspaper reports about this. Presley did die when on the toilet. He was obese, took many illegal drugs to control weight and uppers to continue to function while he was on stage. They may have been prescription drugs, but they still caused his death. I've read that due to opioids, he was taking a terrible constipation, a well-known side effect. As a result, he was straining, and the strain caused heart problems, which caused a heart attack, which coroners stated is the cause of death for Elvis. So I don't know.
Do me a favor.
Wow.
I mean, not that you guys will necessarily be around me, but anybody that's listening, if somehow you've seen me and I pass away and it's near a toilet, just push me out. Like, I don't want to die on the toilet.
Someone else says, I think Elvis likely died on the floor in front of his toilet. He likely started to die on the toilet, but it's not typically instantaneous to die of a heart attack. So he likely began to die and about 7 minutes later was actually dead on the floor in front of the toilet.
I just feel like that's where you lie and you cover up. Like, oh, he died in bed.
That sounds more accurate to me because, yeah, if you're having a heart attack, you're not just going to continue. You're going to get off the toilet and, like, lay on the floor or something. You're in that much pain. You know, your body's going to sit up straight on the toilet.
You would assume so. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Sean.
Hey, do you have any details here about Elvis?
Yes, Elvis was my cousin.
Really?
What? How did he die?
He died on the toilet from an opioid overdose.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So are you rich?
No, I'm definitely not rich. The Presley family and my family is a bad omen, and my Aunt Pearl in Tennessee wouldn't even let a Presley in the house.
Wow.
So when I took my son to see Aunt Pearl and Uncle Connie, my son Austin wanted to see a Presley, and she said, well, there's one out in the barn, but he ain't allowed in the house. They was all alcoholics and drug addicts.
This sounds like some really great family drama.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Hey,
you need to write a book.
No kidding. Thank you for the call this morning. Let's move on to another story. St. Louis University in Missouri is equipping all of their 23-plus dorm rooms with Amazon Echo Dots that are customized with SLU-specific questions.
Bye.
Sports,
I'm taking
concerts,
back my enrollment.
Speakers. I totally thought when I found this story that you would be like, hail to the no.
Yeah, because that's they're putting those in there so they can listen to all the students and keep track of them.
Oh my gosh.
Paranoid much?
That is what's going on!
This is the first university campus to implement personal smart speakers in non-communal areas of campus. The VP of the university said, quote, every minute we can save our students from having to search for the info they need online is another minute they can spend focused on what matters most, their education.
I don't understand. What's the difference of Googling a question about homework as opposed to asking it out loud to the thing? What is the difference?
It's just quicker.
Yeah, but how does that save on education? It doesn't. This is all a lie. They're trying to control you. This is another way that they're brainwashing students.
You are so paranoid.
When they're sleeping, it's sending out certain, like, probably little brain waves to you.
I just feel like there's, like, probably a better way to spend that money.
Hey, I'm cool with it. I would go to a school if they had it in my room. I wouldn't mind it at all.
For sure. I wouldn't care. I probably would never use it.
How much do those cost?
Oh, it doesn't say the cost. It just says that they put it in for the kids.
Yeah, but so. How much does one cost? You own one, right?
No, I have. What do they have here?
What is it? An Amazon Dot? I'll look it up.
This is an Amazon Echo Dot. So, I mean, it's like a smaller one. I think mine was like less than $100 for an Amazon, but I had a bigger one.
Okay, let's see. This is $49.99.
So times 20, how much? $2,300?
They probably got them in bulk in a big deal. You know, like you buy something
maybe
in mass quantity.
By Amazon or something.
Exactly. See, why are you so paranoid over there? You worry me sometimes with your paranoia.
Whatever. You know what? Because I'm the type of person that is on top of it.
But who cares if the government is listening? That's my thing. I don't know if they are or not. I think that they probably are.
Well, they are for sure on our phones already.
Who cares?
Yeah, why are you so worried about it?
Because that's
what
weird.
What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding,
hey,
Alex.
Who do you work for?
I'm not hiding anything. That's the point. But I still want freedom to be able to live my life and not be constantly surveilled.
Why if you have nothing to hide?
You're constantly under surveillance. There's cameras every day on us. There's cameras in the sky. They can see anything that's going on.
I just hope the FBI agent that's watching me thinks I'm funny.
Yeah.
That's
like,
all I
like
wish
they take
for.
Good notes. Like, wow, she really tore it up last night.
Yeah.
Check mark on the dab ability. So just want to throw it out there so you knew about that in case you were thinking of going to school. I think this is really cool. Another school story in New Jersey. A high school in Newark, New Jersey put a laundromat in so students could wash their clothes. The school's principal learned that students were already getting bullied for coming to class with clothing that was kind of dirty. You might have smelled a bit. So we fought to get a laundromat put on campus. The laundry room will be available to students every day after school from 3 to 6 p.m. and they can be escorted by a teacher if they have an urgent need, like to get there and do it maybe even during school. Students also won't have to worry about laundry supplies because once people heard about this in the community, the donations have been coming in.
Great. That's awesome.
I literally love that. That's so cute.
I really like that. And the last story I have to get to, there's so much more, but Alex, I kind of know why you freak out about smells all the time.
Why?
Because that's dealing with you every time I open a bag in here. Oh, God, it smells so
Anytime
bad.
Anytime I open
it's
up a
so
Red Bull.
It's so stinky.
It's gross.
You have this disease, so let me tell you about it. According to the National Institute of Health, approximately 6.5% of Americans over the age of 40, which you might be the young ones that have it even earlier, have a rare disorder called phantom odor perception. That's when you're almost certain you constantly smell something bad.
Let me tell you, I'm not thinking I smell something bad. I do smell something bad when you guys open your stinky food.
Even if you don't have it now, you could develop it. Well,
it's
Alex,
not a,
you've
it's
got
not
it
a
early.
Phantom. It's not that it isn't there. It's there. You guys are opening it in front of me. I'm not smelling stuff that isn't there.
The National Institute of Health says it could be caused by where you live and usually starts to kick in after 40. Also, women are also twice as likely to have it compared to men. And unfortunately, right now, there is no known cure.
Okay, well, I don't have this because I'm not over 40. And also, you guys are not, I'm not imagining smells. They're really happening.
No,
you know,
but
it's sad
maybe
as,
you see us opening it and then you imagine,
The smell.
No, I smell it.
No, you do. Like, you imagine it being worse. Like, yeah, there is a smell. Of course there's a smell. I'm not saying there's not one. But with your case, Alex, because you obviously suffer from this rare disorder, which we appreciate you being brave and living on your life like this, you're making it some stinky odor in your head when it's truly not.
No, it's a stinky odor in the studio that I have to breathe and I don't appreciate it.
No, but everything though is like deathly to you or gag worthy.
Yeah,
like,
it is gag worthy. Have you smelt the tuna packets that you open up? I think anyone else would agree.
Alex, I have not had a tuna packet in here in probably over a year.
Okay, thank God, because it reeks.
See, listen, you're getting really defensive right now. It's not a good look on you.
It smells like butt crack in a bag.
I just wanted to let you know, Alex, that you're not alone, okay?
Whatever.
That 6.5% of our population suffers with phantom odor perception. Okay? We love you. Liv, we love her, right?
We still love you, Alex. Still love you.
That is Joe's Need to Know News.